You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We just heard from Detroit's two mayoral candidates, Mike Duggan and Benny Napoleon. And if you miss those conversations, you can find them on our website at michiganradio.org. Well, despite being booted off the ballot and being forced to launch that write-in candidacy, Mike Duggan was by far the most popular choice. We should note Tuesday's election numbers will not be official until certified by county canvassers. Now, to help us kind of figure out what yesterday's primary vote means, we're joined now by Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Hello there.
Did anything in the results of the primary surprise you?
Well, I think the how many votes were cast for Duggan. First of all, the turnout is bigger than people think it is because the number of registered voters that they're using is utterly fictitious. They haven't purged the rolls in a long time.
Right.
There's no way there's 550,000 registered voters out of a population of maybe 680,000. But more than half of the people who voted yesterday wrote in Mike Duggan's name or meant to write in Mike Duggan's name. And the thing that shocks me the most is that nearly 90% of them spelled his name right, both first and last name. And so while there's going to be, of course, hopefully a higher turnout in November and a different electorate, he now really is the man to beat.
And what did all of that, what is the message Detroit voters sent by doing this?
The message voters sent is that they just want the city fixed, and they see him as the most likely candidate to fix it, by which I mean have police that will come in some kind of, it won't take an hour before they get there, have streetlights come on, have garbage picked up. They see him as sort of a Mr. Fix-It, somebody who fixed up the Detroit Medical Center and has a history of getting things done from his years in Wayne County. And they move beyond, most of them certainly beyond racial politics and posturing politics, which I think is an encouraging sign.
Although we certainly saw a lot of the racial politics and posturing politics during the campaign with pointed references to, you know, Mike Duggan having moved from Livonia to Detroit. So our voters...
You saw that, but it didn't translate in the votes. The main person who was running that was Tom Barrow. And if there's anything we know is that the people of Detroit do not want Tom Barrow to be mayor. This is the fourth time they've rejected him. He ran twice in the 80s, went to federal prison, mm-hmm. has run twice since. And Tom Barrow, for all of his name recognition and all of his tub-thumping, got slightly less than 4% of the vote.
So I guess the question was, is it going to be wise for anyone who supports either candidate to back away from touching on race?
I think so. I think there's going to be sort of an unstated. There are going to be people who say, do we want to turn the city over to them? And there's going to be some people who, now Benny Napoleon has not been running that kind of campaign, but Benny Napoleon is African-American, has lived in Detroit his entire life, mm-hmm. Whereas Mike Duggan has lived in Detroit for about 14 months, a little more than that. He moved in really early 2012. But, you know, if that's an issue, if that's an issue for people, they may well vote for Napoleon. But of the people who voted last night, they chose Duggan by a decisive margin.
And Duggan has said right from the beginning when he was holding those home meetings that he heard over and over again, we don't care what color our mayor is, just get the job done.
Well, that's right. And he was turned. And I think, ironically, the fact that he was ruled off the ballot, which seemed unfair to people, is a very technical decision. He probably, in my view, did better than if he'd been on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And then having Mike the Barber added a day before the deadline probably also added to all of that for him.
It's very clear to me that we, the media, paid too much attention to sideshows like Mike the Barber and this person who we call a union activist, Robert Davis, who actually is under federal indictment for stealing money from the Highland Park schools, who filed lawsuits about every day. Mike the Barber, I'm looking at a whole list of all the absentees. Mike the Barber got either 17 or 26 votes, depending on how you count how people spelled his name. So we gave him an awful lot of airtime, an awful lot of ink, and virtually nobody voted for him.
Now, Benny Napoleon had been kind of pegged as the front runner, Jack. What happened, do you think?
I think what happened was Benny Napoleon, who's been around for a long time, is a very charismatic and likable man, no taint of personal scandal. Benny Napoleon seemed unable to articulate anything other than the crime issue. Now, when I've talked to him during the campaign, he gives a very good, you know, definition of what needs to be done as far as crime in Detroit. He's very eloquent about that, about mistakes the Bing administration did, abolishing the gang squad, say. But he hasn't really been able to convince people that he could tackle the other problems of the city. And to some extent, people see him as part, I think, of the same old, same old. And indeed, when he was the police chief in Detroit some years ago, crime went down a little bit, but there were problems balancing the budget. The city was put under a consent agreement. So while I think people really like Benny, and he encourages people to call him Benny, they're not as confident that he could get the job done.
Did you want to hear more from Mike Duggan during the primary as far as specifics? Because he did take some criticism for really not getting into how he was going to affect things and also kind of acting like things were the way they were under Ed McNamara.
I think it's a very good criticism. I think that to some extent Mike Duggan, all the candidates, Mike Duggan sort of demagogued it too. Mike Duggan said we don't need an emergency manager, bankruptcy. We didn't need bankruptcy. And I know that in his heart of hearts, Mike Duggan knows that both things were inevitable. But I think now, yes, I think what we need and what the media should demand and the voters should demand is that both Benny Napoleon and Mike Duggan say, here is how we are going to, what we're going to do once the emergency manager is gone to make sure this never happens again and to lead Detroit on the path to solvency. And in the meantime, we're going to have Kevin Orr here till October 2014. How is that mayor going to work with him? I think people really want to hear that. And indeed, Mike, if Napoleon hasn't really talked about anything other than crime, Mike Duggan has at times appeared to act like, you know, you could have the good old era of the big city mayor boss, like Mayor Daley in Chicago, to some extent, like Ed McNamara in Wayne County in the 1980s and 90s. But that era is gone, too, and he needs to show he can move beyond that.
And what will you be looking for from these candidates, mayor and council, between now and November?
I'm looking for some signal of how they think once the bankruptcy is done, we have to start thinking about that, about in Germany they called the period right after World War II ended, Stunde Null, which meant 0 hour. And so we have to talk about 0 hour. How do you rebuild Detroit? How do you make this place prosperous again? How do you keep it solvent? And how do you prevent Detroit from going through what has gone through over these last few years? And I want to hear rational ideas from all these candidates about what they would do to do that.
As always, enjoy talking with you, Michigan Radio political analyst Jack Lessenberry. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you, Cindy.